Before we leave you, an update on a story I first reported a year ago. On April 4th, 2018, the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, 7 Catholic peace activists cut fences and entered the Kings Bay Naval Base in southeast Georgia to protest the United States nuclear weapons arsenal. Kings Bay is presumed to be home to several Trident nuclear submarines. They called their protest a plowshares action, inspired by the book of Isaiah from the famous passage, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares." The Kings Bay 7, as they have come to be known, were arrested and held at the Glynn County Detention Center in Brunswick, Georgia. 4 of the defendants accepted terms of release that allowed them to return to their homes while they awaited trial. 3 of the activists, Elizabeth McAllister, who lived for decades here in Baltimore, a Jesuit priest from New York, Father Steve Kelly, and an activist from New Haven, Connecticut, Mark Colville, chose to remain in jail. 15 months later, they are still there. Pre-trial hearings were held last November. Another hearing is scheduled before U.S. Judge Lisa Godby Wood on August 7th. If the judge decides to deny the defense motion to dismiss, the case will go to trial. I spoke with Liz McAllister from jail last January in an interview that aired here on Midday on the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. She had recently celebrated her 79th birthday. This is the second time in her long life of activism that she's been incarcerated for an extended period. She and the others have been charged with 3 felonies and a misdemeanor trespassing violation. If convicted, they could face up to 25 years in prison. Part of their defense invokes the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, a 1993 law which protects the exercise of religion. That same act was key to the Hobby Lobby case in 2014, in which the company sought to deny its employees health care coverage for contraception because it violated the company's religious principles. The Kings Bay 7 claim that because the Catholic Church considers nuclear weapons immoral, the government must accommodate their religious beliefs. There have been more than 100 plowshares actions since the 1980s. This is the first time a court is being asked to consider this particular line of defense. The founders of our country codified in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution freedoms and liberties that countless people have lost their lives defending, including the revolutionaries whose sacrifice we celebrate this weekend. Those freedoms and liberties were not extended to all at the outset of our founding. Many of those freedoms continue to be elusive for some people, for reasons having perhaps less to do with law and more to do with hate and animus. And while the founders could not imagine a group of people like the Kings Bay 7, they did assert that the goal of a government should be to construct a republic in which citizens could flourish in whatever manner that meant for them as individuals. They understood that the pursuit of happiness means something different to every one of us. Elizabeth McAllister and her fellow activists have devoted their lives to the assertion that nuclear annihilation is a real and present danger. They are willing to sacrifice their liberty, comfort, and their own pursuit of happiness to protest against our country's participation in that danger. They are taking a stand not shared by the overwhelming majority of their fellow citizens, and they are exercising their freedom to discuss and display their convictions in a court of law. As a practical matter, will these plowshares actions lead to nuclear disarmament in the U.S. or elsewhere? No. But will the Kings Bay 7's dedication to the cause of peace and their unrelenting reminders of the dangers of war serve as an inspiration for others who commit to making our country more tolerant, less racist, fairer, more compassionate? Yes, I think it will. On this 4th of July, as we celebrate the principles upon which this great nation was formed and the courage of the founders who risked their lives and liberty to achieve freedom for all of us, let's also acknowledge the courage and sacrifice of people like Elizabeth McAllister for reminding us from a jail cell in Georgia what freedom means. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays.